reading from Judges chapter 14, verse 14. He replied, out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. Judges chapter 14, verse 14. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 10th, 2023. Two friends joining me in the studio. And it's kind of funny. One of the friends is a relatively new friend. But as he mentioned this past Thursday during the Ministry Leaders Network, he said, wow, I guess we've become close friends. He's had me on the air for two different broadcasts. He has me speaking with the Ministry Leaders Network. He said, I must be a good friend now. Well, you are, Levi Vincent of Levi Vincent Ministries, and he's going to share some of his music ministry in just a second. And I'm also joined by good friend, longtime friend, actually the godparent, you and Donna, of our Esther, Esther's godparents. But Bill is joining me in the studio, Bill Erickson, and he's a part of International Friendships, Inc., also known as IFI. And he and Levi have many similar qualities. They love reaching the lost. They love being intentional on sharing the good news message of Jesus. Bill predominantly to internationals, but if you see him just about anywhere, he's being that pollinator for Jesus that we've talked about. And that's what Levi Vincent is known for, especially in the Springfield area, going out on the streets and sharing the good news message of Jesus. And so, Levi, how about opening up our time on this Monday? It's a new week for many people. You sang a song to the pastors and ministry leaders. I guess it was titled Nails, but I think it really set the tone because you wanted them to experience the love that Jesus extended to all of us. Jesus demonstrated it by going to the cross, by suffering for our sin. And you sang that song out, and it gave us a time of being contemplative or meditative or really valuing what he did for us. So how about sharing that with our listeners? And so if you're driving to work, don't close your eyes or anything, but those of you that can kind of sit back and listen to these lyrics, to this message, I hope it'll be a blessing to you on this Monday.
Grace, where would I be without
And all of God's people said, Amen. There's some about a guitar, just strumming the guitar, and it maybe reminds me of the youth groups and the college groups as I was attending church and just the worship time we had. But Bill, he sang that to the ministry leaders, which you are a part of, working with international students through International Friendships, Inc. But what was a takeaway or two that you had from his message last week, or how he encouraged us to not only be pollinators, but to really drink in the honeycomb of heaven, being a part of God's work, being in his word, being in his presence, praying to him so that we're filled up and we can leak all over? What was a takeaway you had?
Yes, we've just celebrated Independence Day, and one of the verses that came to mind was, it's for freedom that we've been set free. Mm. It's the great news of the gospel, and the news that God loves us, and he loved us even before we wanted him. Mm. So we are the hope of the world. We're the salt that is needed in this world, and God is trying to get our attention as believers that we are the answer in our world today.
Now, Levi, this song that you just sang titled Nails, did you write that? Is that your creation?
Yes, I did.
And what was your intent when you played that for these pastors and ministry leaders last Thursday?
Yeah, I wrote that song years ago with the intention to really draw people into the cross of Christ and for people to be able to not just know about it, but to receive it. And Jesus said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me. And we take communion, and I realize that we are supposed to be intimately acquainted with the gospel of the cross. And the cross isn't just something we're supposed to believe in, but it's something that we receive as a gift. And the honeycomb of heaven is God's grace and receiving that grace, and it is in the cross of Christ. And there's just so much to be received in the cross.
Mm. What I appreciated about that message and how the pastors and ministry leaders received it, because it was a reminder of the great grace that was extended to all of us. So because they're pastors and ministry leaders and they proclaim that message all the time, sometimes they can be so used to sharing it that they forget to take it to heart themselves. And as you were talking about, as we take in God, as we pray to God, as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us, we should be leaking that out on people. And I knew they delighted in that. And with that song and some of your sharing, some of the examples that you gave, I think it was a great encouragement to these pastors. And I was telling them, hey, you have a sermon outline about being kind, being intentional, being yourself. It was the message that you shared over the air a few weeks back about being those pollinators. But this time, you really encouraged them as ministry leaders to be in the Word, to allow God in that honeycomb, if you will, to saturate themselves with God so that they can be effective. Now, Bill, that's something that you've done for many years. You memorize Scripture. You share Scripture all the time during our Thursday night gatherings, the first and third Thursday of each month. I think you've been there just about every time where we pray and gather. But you have a real heart for internationals, and you've served with International Friendships, Inc., IFI, for many years. But do you see that principle in effect too in your own life, that you get filled up so that you can pollinate these internationals? How does that look?
Yes, I think when you realize God's great love for you, that's when you are motivated to share it with others. And I think a lot of times we lose sight of his love for us, and maybe we have some self-condemnation in our lives. We feel distant from God, but then he sneaks up on you and says, I love you. I love you unconditionally, and you're my son, and I'm well pleased. And that gives the motivation then to go out and share that same news and that same mercy and forgiveness and love with others.
Levi, I'm going to come back to you because I have a couple of questions. But Bill, I know you have a couple of things coming up, especially in August, August 26th. At Hessel Park, I think last year you had over 200 international students, but right now you're looking to get some host families, because these international students come to our various campuses and they might not have housing for a few days or a week or so. So I want to share this with our listeners, because not only is this happening in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, area, but I'm sure in Macomb with Eastern or ISU in Bloomington or in other parts of our listening area, internationals are coming in for a new school term. So I'm sure this applies where our listeners could affiliate with other ministries. But what does International Friendships, Inc. hope to accomplish in the coming month or so?
Well, in August, about 1 million international students will be here in America. And they'll be from possibly as many as 150 different countries of the world. We have a tremendous opportunity to represent Jesus to them when they're here. And International Friendships is here to activate believers in the community to be those friends that can reach out when they arrive and show them Christ's love in a genuine way and gradually gain their trust to be able to share the good news with them.
So somebody listening, how would they get in touch with you? They're saying, hey, I could open up my home for 3 days or a week or even maybe one night. What's involved or how can they find out more information?
Well, they could check our volunteer website, which is cu.ifipartners.org. That's cu.ifipartners.org. And there it will give a number of ways that you can become involved in becoming a friend to an international student. And this could be for one student. It could be for a group. We have large events where we take them to state parks for hiking and different places. So we build the friendships. But where it's really going to happen is with individual families who are saying, we'll take in one student or two and touch base with them once a month, do something fun, have a meal together, whatever it might be, even a phone call, and become that friend that they need when they're here.
Now, Levi, when you were speaking to the pastors and ministry leaders at our luncheon last Thursday, you were talking about the importance of recognizing when we're weak, because oftentimes we operate out of our strengths or our skill sets, and we feel like, oh, that's what I'm comfortable doing. But you said oftentimes God wants us when we're weak, when we're ill-equipped, when we don't think we can do it. That's when he's really wanting to do ministry work through us. Talk a little more about that, because somebody might say, but I'm not a gifted speaker. And you cited Moses. Oh, well, I have faltering lips, or I can't speak clearly. And you said there's more power unleashed when God's getting the credit than when we're efficient or skilled in an area and doing something. So flush that out a little for our listener that says, well, I can't do that, or I'm not gifted at that. Challenge them a bit.
Yeah, stepping out in faith in doing the things that God has put on your heart, whether it's a passion or a dream or a desire. In ministry, it would be to witness to somebody. And it would say, well, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't have the right words. Well, God will give you a creative idea. Use that very simple idea. And even though it doesn't seem very big, you might wonder, how could that be effective? How could God use something small like this creative idea? That is the kind of ideas God does want to use. It could be a card. It could be baking some cookies. It could be the small acts of kindness that will allow God to do something big. So, for example, our treasure hunts are a very simple tool of evangelism where we just simply pray and go out as a team and ask people if we can pray for them. And it seems like, well, how could God use something simple like that? But I'm challenging us that God delights in using the simple, the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, to give glory to Him. So I'm really seeing a correlation with faith and creativity, taking those creative acts and putting them to work. Faith without works is dead.
Well, you gave a great example, and I want you to walk our listeners through it, because sometimes it is awkward. You get somewhere and you feel led of God, and then you're like, well, I don't know. I don't want to be rejected. And how's this going to turn out? And what am I supposed to say? But talk a little about that visit to the hospital that you had after praying up with this group and then thinking like, well, God, is there going to be somebody that fits what we're looking at? Walk us through that treasure hunt.
Yeah, that treasure hunt started with a friend, and we decided to pray and ask God where we should go. And we got Kmart and a horseshoe and cancer. We just write down the first thing that comes to our head, something that somebody might be wearing or an unusual item, and we just play a game and have fun being creative, using our creativity as ways to share the gospel. And so we show up in Kmart. I'm thinking, where am I going to find a horseshoe in Kmart? And sure enough, there's a family in the lobby riding a mechanical horse. Mm-hmm. There's a family right there. We say, can we pray for you? And they say, yeah, we're in town because of cancer. We pray for them, and we're like, wow, this really seems like a divine appointment. So we say goodbye. 9 months later, we're out on another outing, and we have Pink, Memorial Hospital, and parking lot.
Now, those are things that came to mind because you huddled in prayer and said, Lord, we want to be your instruments today. We want to be your hands and feet. Lead us, direct us. This is like some time where you're saying, God, you know, we want to be servants. Lead and guide us. And these things come to mind as you pray, and you pray some more, and then you write them down, and then you take action.
Right. And of course, we're thinking, well, this is just me. I don't know if I'm really hearing from God. But we're just being creative with God.
And you're having fun with it.
And having fun. Yeah. And knowing that God will use our simple childlikeness. And so we're in the hospital. I'm thinking, I don't want to go in the hospital. I don't know how is this going to work. But before I even got in there, there was somebody wearing pink. I walk up to them. We have pink on our treasure map. And I say, well, maybe we should talk to them. They're wearing pink. We're looking for somebody wearing pink. And before I could even introduce myself and say hello, they said, I remember you. Mm-hmm. You're the person that prayed for me in Kmart. Mm-hmm. And they said, I am cancer free. I'm going home. I don't need to come back for 5 years. And I said, praise mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. So God heard our prayers. And then he actually showed us that he had directed our steps.
And I like how you qualified it, saying that sometimes it is awkward. We have to come and get beyond our comfort zone, and it is unknown. And you talked about faith. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to do things in faith, and you do it out of obedience. The Lord has called us all to go into all of our world. That's something that you do, Bill, all the time. You go into all your world, which could be to the park with the internationals. I know sometimes you brought them to Springfield to see the Lincoln Museum. I mean, you take them on these outings, but you try to meet them where they're at. And sometimes it's learning that culture or learning different things about them and being a good listener.
Right. It's very exciting. And as Levi was sharing about treasure hunts, you know, we're always looking for God's guidance and divine appointments with these students. And if we're willing to go, God's willing to cross our paths with students that he's been working on their hearts to prepare to hear the good news. So we have had that experience many times where we find that student that God has already targeted, but it's because we're willing to go. And as believers, as the church with a capital C, we're commanded to go. Mm-hmm. We have the answer for this world. And in whatever niche God has put us in, we're supposed to go.
And that was Bill Erickson. I really didn't introduce both of you, but you've been on in prior occasions. And I wanted to just focus on what God did this past Thursday and the work that he's currently doing for international students and for those, Levi, that you meet on the street. But you can find out more about Bill Erickson, Bill and Donna Erickson, for that matter, being a part of International Friendships, Inc., and their special outreach to be a host family or to spend a day or an afternoon with internationals, or their upcoming August 26th Hessel Park gathering at cu.ifipartners.org, cu.ifipartners.org. Now, Levi, in our closing couple minutes, you know, we have a lot of people that would say, well, Levi, you're gifted. You can be out on the streets and walk up to people. I'm just not that way. What would you say to them? Because we all should declare the good news message of Jesus, maybe in different ways. Maybe it doesn't mean we all have to be on street corners. But how would you encourage that person today that might say, but it's not my gift set?
I would say God loves you so much, and he has a plan for you to be used by him. And there is a great harvest waiting for you. And he wants you to be a light in this world and to go and just be yourself, but also make a buzz, make some noise, and share the truth. I really believe that the more you drink in of God, the more it's going to overflow. Mm-hmm. And so lovers get more work done than workers. So if you've received the love of God, it's going to overflow. I would encourage you to dive into the cross of Christ and just find out how good of news it is, and find out that your sins are forgiven, and you're going to want to go and share that good news with other people.
Yeah, you were encouraging all the pastors, just be themselves, be who God has made them to be. They don't have to be anyone else. And I think what you're saying is so truthful, because somebody say, well, I don't know how to talk about Jesus. And well, if you're a grandparent, do you talk about your grandchild? Do you talk about the restaurant that you enjoyed a great meal, or the movie you enjoyed? It's very natural and easy to talk about that. So in the same way, if you really have received the love of Jesus in your heart, it should be a natural thing. Yeah, there might be times it's a little awkward, like there's a prodding on you to open your mouth and say something about Jesus. And there's times that it's not appropriate. Maybe you're in a work setting and you're supposed to be working and not talking about Jesus per se. I mean, there's certain times it's more appropriate, or you can schedule a time to meet with that coworker. But I think if you drink in, like you say, Levi and Bill, the love of Jesus into your heart, you read the scriptures, you pray for him to open up a divine appointment, they'll be laid out for you. It should be a natural thing.
Yeah, it's a natural thing, and it's simple. Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead. We can't make people believe, but we have some good news to share with people.
Amen and amen. Well, thanks for coming together. It was kind of a divine appointment to have both Bill and Levi here in the studios, but you can find out about both of their ministries. The ministry Bill Erickson's affiliated with International Friendships, Inc., cu.ifipartners.org. That's cu.ifipartners.org. And also Levi Vincent Ministries. We've had him on a few times in the past month or so. You can find out more at levivincent.org, levivincent.org. Well, thanks, friends, for being a part of today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And we'll probably have you back again in the future sometime with the unique work that God has called you both to do. But listening, friend, he's also called you to go into all your world and share that good news message of Jesus. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Bill Erickson, and Levi Vinson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.